Hey, thanks for checking out this episode of the Lake Effect Podcast. I'm James Proffitt, and today I'm sitting here with Dave Barris at Lake Chautauqua in Chautauqua County, New York. Hey, Dave, where are we at right now, and what are we doing?
Well, we're setting up here in Point Chautauqua on Chautauqua Lake.
Where is that?
That is in Chautauqua County, New York, in the southwest corner of New York. It's actually just north of the Pennsylvania state line.
Okay.
We're here gathering with a group of outdoor media to share stories, and so this is sort of a prime time to be talking with you, Jim.
Outdoor media sharing stories. What are you talking about?
Well, we're talking about fishing, hunting, camping, hiking, boating, outdoor stories, recreational outdoors. Chautauqua Lake is known as one of the premier lakes in the United States for the biggest fish that roams freshwater fish, muskies. Muskies in here are big. They grow to 60 inches, and they're prevalent here. So people come here to fish for muskies from all over the Northeast and all over the country. But we're only 15 minutes away from Lake Erie, and the Chautauqua County shoreline of Lake Erie is actually the deepest water of Lake Erie. So straight out from Barcelona Harbor, not far from where we're sitting, the lake is 210 feet deep. We have different species of fish here. That deep water promotes the growth of cold water forage like smelt and alewives.
When you say forage, you mean little fish?
Little fish that big fish like to eat for dinner, for breakfast, for all day long when they get hungry.
What about appetizers?
The appetizers work for those too, yeah.
You've got a long job title.
I am the Chautauqua County Visitors Bureau Outdoor Media Promotions Associate.
Does that fit on one business card?
It's tough, but I told them if that was the title, they had to pay me by the letter, and it worked out okay.
Oh, good, good. What exactly has Chautauqua County tasked you with doing, and why you?
Their focus, I wanted to say 8 years ago, was to try and promote the fishery because of Chautauqua Lake's reputation for giant muskies. Some of the folks in the promotional end of the county, the county executive and others in the tourism business, felt like it wasn't being promoted well enough. You know, they didn't know how to do it or what to do, and they put out a job description, and someone that was living here told me about it because I lived in Erie County in East Aurora, New York. But Chautauqua Lake is one place that I grew up sort of as a kid. From 4 years old, we used to come here picnic many times a year.
So you're familiar with the area.
Right. And because they were promoting this and felt they weren't getting their bang for the buck, not enough hotel bed tax entries, you might say, I suppose that's how they could measure it. They said, you know, we need to develop a better plan. At that time, about the time when that job description came out, I was just retiring from the world of engineering and space and defense writing program plans and providing an analysis of what might work versus what might not work was sort of my bag at the time. And
aerospace defense to outdoor recreation promoting?
Well, I've been an outdoor writer since 1983.
I've
been a syndicated writer for a very long time. And that was my moonlight. I'll say that was my time of the day to relax and write a story and get my mind off of just about everything else that went on in the daytime world of, my rocket works better than your rocket. So, and this came along after I retired from the company I was at, where I worked for 41 years. And so this was kind of a nice segue into the retirement world of getting people who could help Chautauqua County get the word out on this incredible fishery, the incredible forests that we have here in Southwest New York, the incredible level of cleanliness in Lake Erie that we now enjoy as the result of so many different groups having banded together in a cooperative effort to clean up the lake. It's never been cleaner than it is right now in my in my lifetime, and I'm, you know, not that far from 80 right now, so.
And that's something that happened overnight?
Oh, absolutely not. No, it took, you know, it's taken 50 or 60 years for the lake to turn around like that, but some of it's, you know, good news for invasive species, I hate to say.
Right.
You know, zebra mussels and many other types of invasive species, over 220 different species of invasive critters are in the lake as a result of, you know, the shipping industry mostly. But.
Right. So when it comes to Lake Erie, what are the main species that that people come to this area to fish for in Lake Erie?
Well, in Lake Erie, it's definitely walleye. Our walleye population here is incredibly high. It's difficult to go out fishing in the summertime here and not come back with a daily limit of fish per person for however many's in the boat. So if you got, you know, two people in the boat, our daily bag limit is six. Our minimum size limit is 15 inches per fish. So in 2 or 3 hours, you'll come back with 12 fish. And
no kidding.
They're great table fare.
And do they taste good also?
They are great on the table. Everybody fishes for walleye because of because of their taste.
Dave, in your position, what's the main tool that you use to get people that may not be familiar with Lake Erie and its tributaries, and even Chautauqua Lake, to come to New York, to travel to New York from other places?
Well, tourism is a complicated formula for any one specific area, but in the case of where we are in Western New York, our biggest competitor is Niagara Falls. So one of the things that I suggested to our tourism director was, you know, that we understand how Niagara County does it, because they set the records in the country for the number of tourism visits that they get. Yeah, Niagara Falls is amazing, actually. So it draws people no matter what, but Niagara Falls aerates the water to such a degree that the lower Niagara River, which is the upper Niagara River flows over the falls, then you got the lower Niagara, you know, it's Lake Erie flowing into Lake Ontario. It's really clean water that's coming over that falls compared to how it was 50 years ago. Now, it's my opinion, the fish in Lake Ontario sense that high oxygenation content, they sense that cleaner water, even though Lake Ontario has become quite clean as well, and they come up the lower Niagara River to spawn, so people go there to fish. Anglers from all over the country go there to catch king salmon, and it's not a hard thing to do. So one of the ways that they allowed people to learn more about their area was through the outdoor media. When I started with this job, I joined as a county, as a supporting member, the New York State Outdoor Writers, the Pennsylvania Outdoor Writers, the Outdoor Writers of Ohio, and the Association of Great Lakes Outdoor Writers. And I made sure that we were able to contribute to their needs. And in exchange, I learned more about how their organizations worked and was able to set up a communications network where, so right now with making, let's say, a press release, you know, I will be able to send news of Chautauqua County to 500 or 600 people who happen to be outdoor communicators in various forms, podcast people, TV people, radio people,
right,
writer people, columnists, book magazine editors. And, you know, if they're interested, they give us a call and they say, you know, hey, tell me about Chautauqua County.
Dave, how long have you done this work for Chautauqua County?
8 years.
8 years. Mm-hmm. You mentioned podcasts and social media.
Right.
In that 8 years, have you noticed a big shift or a changing demographic for those who create such content? Outdoors, fishing, hiking, that kind of stuff?
Oh, absolutely. Obviously, with social media gaining such attention and such momentum with the younger people, the statistical norm for the way that you might distribute information that you want other people to know about has switched from newspapers to online social media. So Chautauqua County has a very active online site, as well as with Instagram, and you know, we can go down the litany of social media transmission venues that exist today, but that's a very big part of what we're doing. So the Association of Great Lakes Outdoor Writers, for example, has changed the way that they allow all of us writer folks to learn more about how to communicate properly to these networks through a channel that they recreated, having one or two people there do podcasts about everywhere that the AGLO, Association of Great Lakes Outdoor Writers, goes to visit. So as a group, so for example, our conference this year was in Kentucky Lake. I think it's the third time in 10 years we've been there. It's a great place to go. I think everybody in the entire world knows that Kentucky Lake exists now because of the Association of Great Lakes Outdoor Writers and their new direction and their new focus with social media. It really works. Even if you're not a fisherman, you see a big fish jump and the sun is setting. The blaze of the splash creates a rainbow effect, a spectrum of colorful visual effects that, if you're a fisherman or not, you have to say, man, that's cool.
Dave, what's the most difficult part, if there is one, of promoting Lake Erie and Lake Erie streams in Western New York to visitors?
Well, it depends, you know, I think it depends what category the visitors fall into. Are they vacationers? Are they looking for, you know, the best wineries in the area? Are they actual fishermen? Are they hikers, bikers, campers? And I would say that to promote Lake Erie the best, you know, we need to share the good news of how clean that water has become in the last six decades, to the point of where it's cleaner than many inland lakes
right
all around the country. It is quite amazing. The one thing that we need to do as a country and as a people who respect conservation and the goodness of clean water is to make sure that we keep it clean, because the demographics along the Great Lakes, especially along Lake Erie's southern shore, are overly dense. The pollution control systems, the septics, the sewers, they're too small. The lake is going to accept higher nitrates, even though we're trying to control these. And we need to do a better job as each county and every venue of population centers along the lake, all of the Great Lakes, and every waterway too. Because when you get rain, where does the rain go? In many systems, the rainwater goes into the storm. The storm sewer goes into the sanitary sewer, and right. The overflow goes directly into Lake Erie.
That's not good.
It's just not good.
Dave, in Chautauqua County, is there a significant presence for conservation groups working on the waterways?
Absolutely, there is.
What type of programs are there?
Well, there are several different types of programs. We actually have several groups that do nothing except consider analysis of doing things better to keep our waterways clean here. There's one group right here in Westfield. There's another group in Fredonia. There's another group in Dunkirk. There's another group in Jamestown that's affiliated with several universities in the area that are allowed to go after, you know, grant funding so that they can bring these projects to fruition. And it all adds up in the end because, you know, the students want to learn. They're starting on a project many times where they don't know very much about it. And they ask questions that people that know very much about it would never ask. So it's a good thing for the area.
Hey Dave, if someone wants to find out more about Lake Erie in Chautauqua County and the tributaries, where can they find information?
Well, just like we had talked about earlier, the social media, internet, etc., go to www.tourchautauqua.com and have your pick of information. Chautauqua is spelled Chautauqua. So tourchautauqua.com.
Are you sure that's how it's spelled?
That's exactly how it's spelled.
Dave, thank you so much for meeting up with me today in the Chautauqua area on Lake Erie. I appreciate it, and hopefully one day I'll see you somewhere around the lake.
My pleasure, Jim. Thank you very much.
Thanks for joining me today for this episode of the Lake Effect Podcast. I'm your host and producer, James Proffitt. Executive producer is Chris Pfeiffer. If you have questions or want to learn more about Lake Effect, visit WGTE.org/lakeeffect. Until then, I'll see you somewhere around the lake.
WGTE. Voices around us.
WGTE is supported in part by the American Rescue Plan Act funds, allocated by the City of Toledo and the Lucas County Commissioners, and administered by the Arts Commission.